We started well, and we started positively, as I knew we would, because the boys have worked hard over the last number of weeks again. And they're showing a lot of resilience, to be fair. You know, they keep coming back and coming back and coming back. And at halftime, we were 3 points up, albeit we had a breeze all right. I don't think it was that strong. I don't think it was strong enough that it was going to define the result of the game. I felt we could have been a bit more ahead. I thought we dominated the game in the first half. We missed a few chances, and as well as that, a few potential chances where we made mistakes, simple errors ourselves. But at the same time, look, as I said, the boys show great resilience again. Come back, play there. A couple of decisions went against us. I didn't see rightly what happened in the sending off. I certainly couldn't see what the referee told me afterwards. I asked the ref, and he just said that he caught him around the neck. I didn't see it. But look, I have to give the referee is the boss. He has to get the benefit of the doubt. But we look at the video. But at the same time, I would say, that probably had a couple of decisions that went against us at vital times too. But that happens, yeah, when you're down looking for that win. And as I say, you've seen it in the National League. A few teams have won games in the last minute or with the last kick of the game, and they've kicked on and done very, very well. And look at that, I suppose could have as easily been us, but it's not. So look, we're still craving that win. We'll work hard again this week. We'll work on the good stuff, because we have been doing a lot of stuff very, very well, and we'll just try and improve on that. And again, we'll talk about the negatives and try and make things better and look on the positive side of the performance again. And there was a lot of positives out there again. Again, we gave an awful lot more last debuts, and things were going well. Young Barry Gorman got a debut there and had been going well until he got injured and had to come off. So there's a lot of stuff going against us. We had a few injuries again for today, that we feel that the gods are kind of working against us at the moment. But again, what this is again a very, very young side that keep going back, keep working hard, keep doing all the right things, and we'll keep doing all the right things because it's the right thing to do. And we look forward to the Offaly game. Again, all this is, we've a final game in Division 3. We keep building for the championship, and that's what this is about, keep building for the championship, and looking towards the future. And I think we have there's a lot of positives that we can take out of the year so far in all the players that's been blooded and the players that have got games, and the experience will stand to them. And let's be honest about it, it's a tough experience that they're getting this year, but it'll stand to them in the future.
Just on the game today, was Pat Hughes' red card for you, was that the turning point at the start of that second half after going so well in the first half?
I think it was a blow. Definitely was a blow. There's no point in saying it wasn't, but I suppose they're decisions that you've got to deal with. I felt it took us a while to deal with it, and I suppose Pat sending off and the goal that followed, they were two major blows. So they were probably the defining moments of the game, but at the same time, I felt we had enough of the ball in the first half. We had enough chances. We had enough of the ball in the second half, maybe to do a bit better as well. But the lads worked so hard for a long time with 14 men, and I suppose that's tough to do. That's tough to do at this level. And you had Longford, and take nothing away from Longford. You had Longford, they're still chasing promotion. So look, it's not a very nice place to be for us at the moment, but that's the place we're in. And to be fair, everyone will be positive again this week, and we look forward to the after game.
Yeah, and on the positives, the first half, there was a lot of good stuff in that first half, as you say.
Absolutely, as I say, look at the boys. The boys are working so hard, and they've great resilience, and they keep doing the right things, and they're doing the right things at training. We'll do the right things again all week at training. The commitment, I've said it from the very, very start, has been huge. Can't fault it. But again, we're suffering with injuries, we're suffering with some of the decisions. And I'm not just talking about refereeing decisions, I'm talking about some decisions we're making ourselves on the field as well. And look, I've said all along, this is about progressing, and this is about building a team for Sligo for the future, and that's exactly what we're doing. I'm building a team for the championship, for this year's championship, and that is the future. Everything we do now is in the future, and that's what we look forward. We look forward, we take the positives, we look forward, and we keep going. But look, absolutely, it would be nice. The performance is coming for these boys, and the win is coming. And look, I'll be the first one to be delighted for them when it does.
So how important now is that game next week against Offaly, just to get something on the board before the end of the campaign?
Look, I suppose you've just put it in a nutshell there. It is important. Every game we play is important, because you know we're chasing that performance, and that performance that's going to give us a lift, and that's going to because the lads deserve it. That's really why it's important. They deserve it. They deserve it for the work that they've put in. They deserve it for the work they're putting in week after week. They deserve it for I suppose, for want of a better word, getting back on the bus all the time. They've been so positive at training. They work so hard, and I mean, they'll go again next week. You know, so I mean, that's why it's so important. Because yes, it's a build up to the championship, but it's important because everyone deserves it. The players, especially, you know, the backroom staff, the management, everyone deserves to get that win, and that's what we're craving. And look, we'll do all the right things again this week to try and get that.